Sometimes gonna be alone, but you can always pick yourself up. I know you can, because you can always bring yourself to a better understanding. Like, you can understand why you failed, or you can understand why you're sad because of this something and that something. And some people come on this game in here too, just to let it out. Welcome to the Virtual Voices, everybody. My name is Bleachstreaks. Today we're here with Wing Zero. She's a really good friend of mine. She is a really great person to talk to. And this is going to be a very special video for everybody and for me. You know, everybody should know about her. And she's just one of the people that really supported me for one of my channels and helped me grow a lot with her support. And she's really good at what she does. And what brought you to VR chat just with you?
If I can be blatantly honest, a former friend of mine was playing this game a lot, and those people that was very much of a skeptical, like, about this game. And then she was like, download it on your computer. So I downloaded it and she helped me set up, and then I started playing on, you know, desktop, and then, you know, I got pushed even further. She's like, get the headset. I'm like, okay, and now here I am.
Yeah, that's cool.
And now I'm getting a PC in a few weeks.
Hey!
It's just getting deeper and deeper.
It's getting deeper. What?
No full body tracking, no.
No.
That's my limit.
What is something you really have inspiration from this game? You know, what brought you to a lot of your moments, and what a lot of empathy for this game?
There are a lot of great things about this game. There are a lot of creative people in this world. I mean, personally, I come from more of the Japanese sector of VR chat. I really don't hang out in a lot of the USA world, but a lot of my friends are part of the Japanese sector of VR chat and West and PC users. And that's a really big thing that I'm very much of an advocate for. Beauty that cannot be experienced in the real life. Like this world that we're in right now, one of my good friends made it, and it's like a Monet painting, and it's so gorgeous. It's a combination of Monet and the Taj Mahal put together on an acid trip. Never done acid. Okay. That statement will be retracted in accordance of law and DMA. Okay, thank you. But yes, that's what I have to say about it.
Yeah, brings a lot to the attention upon this, and just the starry galaxy sky, and you know, every world is different whenever you see somebody's personality or whenever they're getting new into the game. You don't know where you're going to go and find the right home that's your home, you know. And to be honest, it really,
this particular world that we are discussing about, I'm very much an otaku. I love anime. I grew up with anime, space, mecha, sci-fi. It started with Gundam and moved into Outlaw Star. From people who know Outlaw Star is, thank you very much. And Bebop, which all the children know. Let the children know. Children of the corn need to know about these animes. Do your homework. It's not always about Toradora.
It's good. It's good. Cowboy Bebop.
Yes, but like, I'm a huge Gundam person. I love space. As a kid, my mom asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I wanted to be a Gundam pilot.
so good.
As corny as it may seem, it's part of me. It's the reason why my name is Wing Zero.
What makes you, as a person with this avatar, like, why do you love this avatar? What makes you who you are with this?
When I look at myself, it invokes what I feel. Well, first of all, in terms of body, the actual body, it is a near perfect replica of what my body is in real life, with some more of a skinny girl. I'm 5'7", I'm skinny. I have a very slender body, and this has very slender and small boobs. I have small boobs. So in terms of the physicality of the body, yes. The facial wise, I have big eyes in real life. She has big eyes. I don't have blonde hair, but it just, I don't know. It resonates.
It really brings the character to you, and you like it.
It.
I love that. That's
when I
awesome.
First saw this, I saw it off of someone, and I'm as an artist, mm-hmm. when I saw this on somebody, I said, I need to have this avatar. I need to have this, and I will be eternally grateful to you. And this girl, I don't remember her name, and I'm so sorry, but bless your heart if you ever do hear this. Thank you for giving me my body that I have, because I remember when this avatar got taken off this platform, lost my shit.
Oh shit.
I searched and searched and searched. I had a great team of friends who got me some bootleg shit. I was like,
yes.
No, I want the legit thing. So I bought it. I paid with my hard earned money.
Hey,
and
much love for all the supporters.
Back to, you know, being exactly. And that's a little PSA. Try
right.
not to rip the creators of avatars. Try to support these artists who take time sitting in front of a computer messing with Unity,
yes.
and putting all of these details into these, because the thing is, as an artist, I relate to an artist.
Actually, but, here's a question. What is Phantom Sense to you? Tell me about what is it about, and what do you think it is?
This is how I'm going to understand it, okay? Yes, I think yes. one of the core things that you need to have when you're experiencing quote-unquote phantom sense is an emotional connection to that person.
Yes.
That's number one, because if I just go up to a random, I need to have an emotional connection with that person.
Yes.
Like I have with you, like with yes. I have with Embu, like, yes. you know, like I have with Ibby and all of my other close friends. I think Phantom Sense at this point is mainly for erotic.
Pickles.
Think it's 100%, huh?
Eating real pickles.
Right.
Yes.
Irping.
Yes. Irping.
The children today.
The children
they're calling it irping now. Kind of genre.
Yes.
And it can be experienced. It can be felt through that. There's nothing better than having the real thing.
Right. That's 100%.
So my personal advice to anyone out there, go outside after you've gotten your shots or whatever. Find someone. I cannot stress enough. People are basing what they're looking for based on what you've provided to them. You know, mm-hmm. the best successful relationships is not knowing what you're getting yourself into. The best love found is, again, not knowing what you're jumping into. Where people used to go out to nightclubs, go out to bars, or even go to the fucking library, go to the beach, go to the park, go somewhere, just meet some people, go to a music festival, go out, meet people. Right now, of course, obvious circumstances are not in our favor, but once the favors are in our pocket, just take off the headset.
Just go out.
Get off the phone. And find someone that likes you because of you, you know? That's my PSA. Can I have a rainbow that says, good morning,
oh,
no.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
それでは、バーチャルの声で、もしよかったら、投了してください。今回のゲストは、私です。Wing Zero。はい。聞いていただいて、本当に、ぜひ楽しみ次のポッドキャストぜひ楽しみしてくださいはいではまたねバイバイ
Here you go. Yes.